producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of the worst songs I think Sesame Street ever had for us was that Doing the Pigeon song. I don't know if I have it handy. It was the one that Bert would sing, you know, Doing the Pigeon, dun, dun. And I never liked pigeons as a result. As a kid, I just was really turned off by pigeons. I think anything Bert did just kind of was dorky, because I loved Ernie. And Bert would yell at Ernie. Remember that? And you know, as a kid watching, you know, Sesame Street and Muppets, okay? Somebody yelling at somebody else you don't like Oscar the Grouch. I hated Oscar the Grouch. I was like, just stay in your can, shut up, and why doesn't Luis or Mr. Hooper, you know, lock that garbage can up so the stupid puppet can't come out? And I remember one of my family members, I forget if it was my sister or mom, going, but then he can't breathe. And I'm like, what? He can't breathe? He's got like this whole house down there. Because there was one episode where they went into Oscar the Grouch's trash can. Remember that one episode? And you could see it was like a whole basement and it was a mess. I forgot what it was, but I was like, I was so scared. I was like, oh my gosh, you're actually going into where Oscar the Grouch lives. But back to Ernie and Bert. I loved Ernie. And Bert would just always yell at Ernie, and I'm like, cut Ernie some slack. He's my main man. Leave him alone. I love Ernie. And so anyway, Bert did the Doing the Pigeon song, and I think a lot of us kind of, you know, shared that opinion that we just really don't like the pigeons. Then we have a study that has come out saying pigeons do as well as humans identifying breast cancer. Can you believe this? They gave pigeons the task, okay, to look at breast tissue samples. The pigeons were able to generalize what they learned, correctly spotting tumors and unseen microscopic images. They also did well in a particular mammogram classifying task. I guess a second mammogram test that was supposed to recognize suspicious lumps was a little too tricky for them, but they could basically identify an abnormal mammogram. They said the pigeon's ability could help improve new image-based diagnosis technologies. I know some of you guys are like, I don't get this. Why did they study this? How? Okay, so they gave birds food pellets. They rewarded them when they correctly identified the tumor samples. So every time the bird could, you know, identify the irregular nuclei of the cells or the clustering or the way the cells look, they got rewarded. And a pigeon's brain is, I guess, the size of an index, like the tip of the index finger. It's really small, but they're supposed to be pretty, pretty smart. They know how to poo-poo all over the place, and they do that on purpose. So my guess is, you know, they do a lot of conniving. And according to Professor Edward Wasserman from the University of Iowa, says pigeons can distinguish identities and emotional expressions on human faces. They can distinguish letters of the alphabet, misshapen pharmaceutical capsules, and even paintings by Monet versus Picasso. Wow. Their visual memory capacity is equally impressive, they say, with the proven recall of more than 1,800 images. Given these abilities, scientists started wondering how well pigeons would do at pathology tests. That just is the natural progression of thought process there. Yeah, okay, why not mammograms? So, each bird, now these aren't so much the mammogram, it's the sample taken of breast tissue pathologically, like looking at slides. The bird was taught to distinguish microscopic images of cancerous versus non-cancerous tissue, only rewarded when the correct answer was given, and they learned to recognize tumors at a range of magnifications and image compression levels, as well as in the absence of color. So, like, for example, when you stain, the nucleus a lot of times stains darker, right? And so they can look at the nucleus and go, okay, well, that nucleus looks funny. This nucleus doesn't. You know, I'm looking at some of these pathological slides. I know what nuclei should look like, and I know what the cells should look like. But I could see how this could be very, very difficult for humans. And guess what? The pigeons only needed a couple weeks of training. The pigeons reached a level of 85% accuracy because they successfully identified cancerous tissue from images they had never seen before. And the researchers ruled out rote learning of the images as an explanation. So these birds, okay, these pigeons that go poo-poo all over the place and that, you know, have that, you know, stupid pigeon song going on in our head could possibly be taking over radiologist jobs. Exactly. Train the animals. You don't have to pay the animals. You don't have to have workers' comp. You don't have to, you know, worry about overtime. Well, I mean, I'm sure if we start using animals in the work setting, there are certain guidelines on how long you could work the animal. There should be. I mean, you know, you don't want to, you know, overuse them. But I just found that interesting. They say researchers also tried a flock sourcing approach. This involved pooling the decisions from a group of four birds. I'm not making this up. And led to an impressive 99% accuracy in diagnosis. So basically, you know how your cats or your dogs do that? You know, they will cooperate. They will discuss, have a meeting, and, I don't know, deduce. Well, what they did is they put a bunch of birds together, a group of four birds, and go, okay, you guys figure this out. And they were able to, at 99% accuracy, pick it. All right, so the birds were also tested for their diagnostic ability on images of mammograms. They were asked to spot the microcalcifications. And when the team put the pigeons to work classifying the masses, I think they had some problem with the, you know, with the malignant potential. They didn't do as well as they did with the slides. So dogs, we know, can sniff out various types of cancer. They say giant African pouched rats could detect tuberculosis. So, using animals, this is going to be one of the new fields in medical research is how can you incorporate non-humans to do even a better job than humans? And, you know, if you think your cat or dog or horse or pig is smarter than you, they'll probably be taking over your job. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. It felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart and body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
ProPure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. With the silver-infused Pro-1G 2.0 all-in-one water filter, helps remove and reduce over 200 contaminants. Don't purchase just any filter claiming to be certified. Get the Pro-1G 2.0, the only gravity filter with NSF 42 certification. NSF, valued and recognized for independent certification worldwide. In addition, the Pro-1G 2.0 was independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure, easy to assemble, easy to maintain, easy to clean filters. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I was a little bit nervous when last week, I had to get something out from under my butt. I'm sitting on a jacket here. And now, sorry about that. I thought I could do that without breaking a nail, but I broke a nail. Man, it was really lodged there under my butt. Who was putting jackets on my studio chair? Come on, peoples. Jeez, broke a nail over that. Not on my butt, on the jacket. Anyway, last week we were talking about how countries have been now declared in West Africa Ebola-free. And I really didn't want to share that story, you know, like Liberia. right, that have been declared of free of the virus. I was like, I hate to do that because, you know, we hear 6 months later, 9 months later, some of them have Ebola come back either in their eye or have another resurgence of it. And so I hate to say anything is Ebola free, you know? I just don't want to do that. And unfortunately, this is one of the reasons. Three members of a family in Liberia have contracted Ebola. 2 months after the country was declared free of the virus, the first documented case in the family was a 10-year-old boy who started showing symptoms last week. A Liberian health official spoke on the condition of anonymity. Sorry, I can't say that word. Anonymous? I could say anonymity? Anonymity. Amenities. Okay. After attending school on Monday and Tuesday, the boy was admitted to a hospital and was transported to an Ebola treatment unit on Wednesday. The boy's test came back positive yesterday and did subsequent tests for his father and a sibling, adding that at least 7 healthcare workers may have treated him without the protective equipment essential for Ebola cases. The World Health Organization declared Liberia free of Ebola on May 9th, but a resurgence of the disease the next month sickened 4 people, 2 of whom died. So then the country was declared Ebola-free again September 3rd. I would just say, guys, so we don't jinx anything, don't say it, okay? It's one of those things where I believe in jinxes. I know as a doctor that's weird, but I sit there and I knock on wood. I'm very superstitious like that. I know it really doesn't have a lot of correlation with religion, and I'm pretty religious, you know, in my own way, but it's just one of those things where don't say it, because then something happens, and I'm not saying this Ebola case in this family happened because somebody talked about being Ebola-free, but I think the scientific explanation for it is people's guard may be down, you know? People love to hear the news story, we are Ebola-free, we are polio-free, we are smallpox free. We are Obamacare free. You know, people are dying to hear something like that, especially the last one. But unfortunately, the people's guards could be let down. And so I understand from an economic standpoint, all right, we don't want any more economic ramifications happening to these countries that have already been financially destroyed from these Ebola cases and lack of trade and tourism and the other things that ensued. But, you know, when you say Ebola free and then you got a kid in school with a fever and everyone's like, all right, well, it's, you know, they're Ebola free, so this is probably flu. Meanwhile, here it is, it's Ebola. You have people with their guard down. So that's why I'm not for anybody saying that. You know, I wouldn't even tell America to stand up and go, guys, we've been Ebola free for a while. Don't say that. Just move on and make sure your healthcare workers and your school officials and anybody that mans any sort of place that houses, you know, or employs or teaches multiple people where we have crowds, etc., that if there is somebody that has any fever type abnormal type of Ebola looking presentation, I don't give a damn how Ebola free your country claims it is or what one article said 3 weeks ago. You want to still use the proper precautions, because that's the problem. You know, a lot of the ways Ebola had spread, it isn't because everybody was kissing each other, you know, and doing the hibbity-dibbity. It's because people took care of sick individuals. And when they took care of sick individuals without realizing, they unfortunately got affected. In Geneva, Dr. Bruce Alward, the World Health Organization Special Representative for the Ebola Response and Deputy Director General for Outbreaks and Health Emergencies, told officials that the new case had not dimmed hopes that West African countries might still be moving towards eliminating the original outbreak. The boy's case appears to point to the persistence of the virus among its survivors, which can result in an occasional resurgence of the disease. Dr. Aylward said, adding that flare-ups are expected to be less common and to hopefully end in 2016. I don't understand how they could say that the flare-ups are expected to end in 2016. If Ebola decides to hide out like HIV does, or hepatitis does, or herpes does, how could you say the flare-ups are going to stop by a certain year? That doesn't make any sense. The doctor said the boy had no known contacts with a survivor or a history of travel that might have put him at risk. So the investigation is now ongoing. He said that this is the seventh time the World Health Organization suspected that a flare-up was related to the persistence of the virus in the population of survivors. Scientists have shown that the virus remains present for months in the semen of some men. I think now they're saying don't have sex for 9 months after having Ebola. Wow. And if they find that, you know, this could persist forever, that then you're going to have to look at Ebola like an STD and use condoms, or they're going to have to come up with an Ebola vaccine. They really are. So they say right now, I think we're anywhere from the 6 to 9 month mark of being in the semen. And they say in rare cases it could be transmitted through unprotected sex. They said transmission has been stopped pretty quickly with a low number of subsequent cases, and new tools include an experimental vaccine that hopefully will be given to those who come in contact with patients. So the CDC in Atlanta said in a statement that it is working closely with the Liberian government and with international organizations. We're coming into flu season, people. All right. And I don't want anybody to panic, but, you know, we're going to be having a lot of the fever and the chills and the, you know, the body aches. You know, we hope we don't see the, you know, mucus bleeding or the rashes or anything like that that could possibly point to Ebola. But just anybody has a fever, please stay away from them. Okay, I know you want to take care of them. Go, you know what, here, share my Kleenex. Don't be sharing any Kleenex, people. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Wishing the family, hopefully, an easy recovery. It's always sad to hear something like this happen. Now, we have a woman suing doctors after they left a surgical scissors in the abdomen. It was a Turkish woman. She was in agony for 5 years after she was treated for uterine cancer and was shocked to learn that doctors had left surgical scissors inside her body. What a bunch of doofuses. I'm looking at the x-ray right now. It's pretty big scissors. Hanim Azgul, 67 years old, plans to sue her doctors for malpractice over the routine operation performed in 2010. She complained of quote-unquote searing pains, but doctors wrongly informed her it was part of her recovery. I started feeling pain in my stomach and abdomen, and they could never find a reason. Later, I went to another hospital. The doctor said that my body had inflammation. Later, they had me take an x-ray. When the x-ray machine started, it became beeping. It became beeping, she writes. And a doctor said to me, you have a scissors in your pocket. They then found out that she didn't really have a scissors in her pocket. She had a scissors in her abdomen. Ozgul's son said his mother was not able to carry her children because of the pain caused by the scissors and that the family will continue their legal fight. This was 5 years ago. I mean, I don't know how they do things in Turkey. My guess is they do, you know, they do surgery the same way we do here. You do an instrument count. All right, do we have all the hemostats? Five, do we have five hemostats? Yeah, we have five hemostats. Do we have all the scissors? Do we have all the... I'm wondering, this kind of looks to me... I mean, it could be a scissors. It could also be a hemostat. I don't know why you would leave a scissors in there. You know, when you cut, and then you take the scissors out. Sometimes they may leave a hemostat where they try to stop the blood. The hemostat, it looks like a scissors, but it has this clamp at the end. And so you clamp it. I love the sound of a hemostat click. I'll get that for you guys. It just sounds so good. It's like click, ooh, sounds so good. Anyway, when you're trying to ligate arteries and veins, et cetera, and you don't want them to bleed while you're removing the organ, but sometimes you will use hemostat clamps. So it's like a clamp, and you'll leave that there until then you could tie it off or burn it off or whatever you're doing to ligate it or to prevent bleeding from the open end. And so, you know, maybe that's what happened, and they left the hemostat, and they're calling it scissors. Either way, no, you do an instrument count, and you explore, and if somebody continues to have pain, you re-image them. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Pro Pure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. With the silver-infused Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one water filter, helps remove and reduce over 200 contaminants. Don't purchase just any filter claiming to be certified. Get the Pro 1G 2.0, the only gravity filter with NSF 42 certification. NSF, valued and recognized for independent certification worldwide. In addition, the Pro 1G 2.0 was independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure, easy to assemble, easy to maintain, easy to clean filters. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, as we move towards socialized medicine, I get more and more frustrated. You know, we're ordering less tests on prostate, okay? And they're talking about how we are possibly missing prostate cancer cases because we're not screening for it. They say fewer men are being screened for prostate cancer and fewer early stage cases are being detected, according to two studies published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association. The number of cases has dropped, not because the disease is becoming less common, but because there is less effort to find it. The declines in both screening and incidence could have significant public health implications, the authors wrote. About 220,800 new cases of prostate cancer are expected in 2015, along with 27,540 deaths, according to the American Cancer Society. So, we've been debating ever since the recession and the Affordable Health Care Act, how often we should be doing mammograms and pap smears for cervical cancer as well as prostate cancer. And they've started to push back the mammography. They've definitely pushed back the cervical cancer. And they've been very successful in putting off the prostate cancer. Advocates insist that it saves lives. Others say no, it leads to too much unnecessary treatment. They say the decrease in testing is certainly a result of the recommendation by the 2012 United States Preventive Task Force. The task force, which is an independent panel of experts picked by the government, found that risks outweighed the benefits of routine blood tests for specific prostate-specific antigen, the PSA test. And it's a shame the test has to be that expensive because I think it's a brilliant test. What I use it for is to see if it rises and the degree at which it rises. And I can't tell you how many times we picked a prostate cancer in somebody because their levels were normal, but they jumped a degree in a year or two, more than 0.5. Some of them jumped 1 point, 2 points. So I'm like, you know what, let's just have a urologist take a peek at you, see what he thinks. Urologist decides to biopsy. Lo and behold, they have cancer. Now, what many people argue is, man, you know, the person's going to outlive the cancer. The cancer's going to take so long to kill them that they'll die of something else. And that was the argument they were using for men who were dying in their 40s and 50s and 60s of heart attack. Well, now that our men are living longer into their 80s, does that argument even hold any water at this point? One of the new studies by researchers from the American Cancer Society found that early stage diagnosis of prostate cancer per 100,000 men dropped to 416.2 in 2012 from 540.8 cases. All right, the authors estimated that the total number of diagnoses decreased to 180,000 from 213,000, which is a difference of 33,000 cases. So, the difference is, okay, well, you know, people think, all right, well, you know, I don't want to get unnecessary treatment. It's unnecessary testing. But, do we want the cancer found or not? Okay, the government and insurance companies are probably like, you know, can we, you know, not continually, you know, do a test on healthy people? But they also don't want to spend a lot of money on a later stage prostate cancer. So what's the most cost efficient? And I understand not everybody gets prostate cancer. I get that. But it's to me, extremely detrimental. It's cancer for crying out loud. You got metastatic cancer to the bone. You really want to wait that long? No. You want to catch it early. They say the percentage of men 50 or older who reported PSA screening in the previous 12 months dropped to 30.8% from 37.8%. And that's going to change, and I'll tell you why. We have here doctors are going to be penalized for ordering prostate tests if this goes through. Medicare officials are considering a measure that would penalize doctors who order routine prostate cancer screening tests for their patients as part of a federal effort to define and reward quality in healthcare services. The proposal, I guess, now has, sent a lot of opposition, right, to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, because, again, it's another step towards socialized medicine. You start to penalize doctors for taking care of their patients. Who's in charge now? The government over the doctor, over the patient? If you as a patient want a PSA, and the doctor's like, no, I'll get penalized, sorry, how do you get your test? You'll have to go to a foreign country that where you could purchase the test to get done. And this is why, guys, it's just happening right in front of you, okay? And maybe some of you want our medical system socialized. I sure the hell don't. They say many of those commenting opposition to the measure would discourage doctors from discussing the pros and cons of screening for prostate-specific antigen with their patients and allow them to decide. PSA screening is controversial, they said. David Penson, chair of public policy and practice support. The debate is ongoing and people feel very strongly about it one way or the other. To make it a quality measure would say you're a poor quality doctor if your patients get this test. This is stupid. The proposed measure is part of continued federal efforts to develop ways to identify and reward value in healthcare. Look, okay, I'm not a dog that needs a doggy treat. I'm a doctor for crying out flipping loud. I went to high school for 4 years. I went to college for 4 years. I went to medical school for 4 years. On top of that, I did a 3-year residency, which is kind of one of the shorter residencies out there. Right? But for family medicine, I only had to do 3 years. I've been in practice for 15 years, and you guys are going to reward me for the quality that you're determining. Where the hell's the quality if you're penalizing me from ordering a test that I want to do? Well, Dr. Wax, if there's no prostate cancer in the family, you don't need to order a PSA. What if there's breast cancer and pancreatic cancer and colon cancer in the family? Well, what does that have to do with prostate cancer? There could be the BRCA gene testing. Can I order the BRCA gene mutation testing? No, that's more expensive. Then let me order the gosh darn PSA test. I am so furious. This is stupid. Since 2012, the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force has recommended against routine screening. We know that. Thank you. Studies have shown that screening reduces the risk of death from prostate cancer, but only minimally. If at all, because they claim most grow so slowly, they effectively are harmless. But many men diagnosed with prostate cancer will undergo surgery, undergo radiation, and can have lifelong side effects. So this isn't an easy debate. I understand why many people are like, look, do I really have to have it? All right, so obviously a patient, you know, goes in, he gets a PSA test done, screening PSA test, prostate-specific antigen, it's high. The doctor goes, you know, are you having any infection? Is there anything else that could maybe cause inflammation of the prostate? No, doc, I'm fine. So the doctor either recommends biopsy or he recommends a urologist to biopsy or ultrasound. The ultrasound doesn't seem to do as well as biopsying in terms of, you know, finding the you know, occult cancer. And now the patient is told, you know what, you do have prostate cancer. You're 52 years old. You have prostate cancer. Now, I understand we would spend a lot less money on healthcare with our heads in the sand going, you know what doesn't know, you know, won't know, won't kill him. You know how many people will die of something else without ever knowing they have prostate cancer, and that'll save us so much money? I understand that's an argument they have. But to me, as a doctor, that's not why I went into medicine. I didn't go into medicine to hide things from my patients, okay? And to covertly disengage them from what's going on and to fool them and to, you know, trick them. Okay, Okay, when you're coming to me for a physical, you're coming to me for your skin, your hair, your eyes, your heart, your elbow, your knee arthritis, your urine, your stool, your colon, your appendix, your pancreas, your gallbladder. And I'm supposed to exclude an organ? Yeah, your physical's fine. Dr. Dahlia said my physical's fine, I'm great, I'm healthy, all right, woohoo, let's go on vacation. Well, yeah, but I skipped a couple body parts. Well, which body parts did you skip? Okay, well, I mean, you didn't really have any, you know, pancreas issues or gallbladder issues, so I didn't really ultrasound you or whatever. Prostate, I didn't really do anything for that. Why not? It's a blood test. Do my blood test. No, I can't because I'll get penalized. It's a conversation I don't want to have. It's a stupid conversation. All right, but the conversation I'm willing to have is to discuss the pros and cons. Look, is this a test you want to do? Do you want to do it every couple years? Are you concerned? You know, and it has to be on the table. But once you introduce a penalty, it's not going to be on the table. It's going to be shied away from. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE. Don't go away.
With the many stock market ups and downs over these last few weeks, many people are asking themselves, are they doing the right thing? Do they have the right financial plan in place? Here's the real question. You should be asking yourself, do you have the right financial professional in place? Well, my friend Rocky DeFrancisco, attorney and founder of the Wealth Preservation Institute, has authored a new book called Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them and How to Avoid Them. In this book, you'll identify financial planners who are forbidden by their broker-dealers from giving you the best advice. You'll understand why most CPAs, EAs, and accountants accountants don't even provide proactive advice to help you save for your taxes. And, of course, you're going to identify insurance agents who are forbidden from selling you the best products available in the marketplace. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. It's only your retirement dollars. And for a limited time, we're going to give you the free ebook version of this book, Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them, How to Avoid Them. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take control of your financial lives today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS? Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits. Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely. We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to be talking a lot about the changes that are going to be happening over the next 5-6 weeks. Apparently, I'm seeing a lot of panic with my patients and what's happening with their insurance. For example, we have a health insurance group in my town that is going under and is basically going to close down and not be the insurer. And so thousands of patients that were insured by this particular insurance company have to find new insurance. Okay, well, that was already one big hassle. However, we're hearing that many of these patients are being turned down because doctor's offices and medical facilities don't think they're going to get paid. And that is a big concern. And I know the company is trying to tell doctors and medical centers, look, you know, we're going to figure out ways to pay you, but with no guarantee, you possibly have thousands of patients that are not going to be able to get care as we're going into flu season. This is pretty scary. And so, that's one thing we're seeing. Okay. So there's some companies that are becoming defunct and, what happens to those patients and what happens, to their care if, they don't think that, if the medical providers don't think they're going to get paid and are going to be seeing them for free. The next issue that's coming out is many of your insurances are going up so much in price that if you don't change your behavior drastically, you're going to be spending a lot more money. I had a patient come in this week saying her insurance is going up at least $75 a month if she smokes. She needs to get off smoking fast. Okay, you got less than 6 weeks to do it. Okay? I mean, so we're going to be talking about, you know, in the upcoming shows, ways to get off smoking pretty quickly. It's some scary stuff, you know, and it's obviously very frustrating, but the good thing is you're going to be hopefully getting off smoking. The bad thing is it just adds more stress. And adding more stress and fuel to the fire, we have, according to the Boston Globe, United Health may be leaving the Affordable Health Care Act over losses. The biggest U.S. health insurer is considering pulling out of the Affordable Health Care Act as it loses hundreds of millions of dollars on the program. United Health Group has scaled back marketing efforts for plans sold to individuals this year and may quit the business entirely by 2017. This is an abrupt shift from October when the health insurer said it was planning to sell coverage through the Affordable Health Care Act in 11 more states next year, bringing its total to 34. The company also cut its 2015 earnings forecast. Millions of Americans have gained coverage under the law since new government-run marketplaces for the plans opened in 2013. Remember what a debacle that was. In United Health's case, they haven't been the most profitable. Customers, I guess the company has added, have tended to use more medical care. So, United Healthcare said that some people are signing up for coverage, getting care, and then dropping their policies. Exactly, because they cost so much. I mean, this is exactly what my husband and I are trying to decipher what we're going to do. These insurances are at least $1,000 a month for the family. We don't have $1,000 a month extra for that when, you know, we used to pay premiums of $300 to $500, which was still high, and we're making way less money than when we paid those premiums back before Obamacare. So people are like, okay, well, if I got to come up with $1,000 a month, then what I'm going to do is I'll do everything in that month or two and then quickly drop the insurance. And it's, they're not getting their premiums. And the insurance companies don't feel like they're making the profits that they need to, and only X amount of people are going to pay the high prices. It's pretty scary stuff. According to Stephen Helmsley, he told analysts on a conference call, we cannot sustain these losses. We can't really subsidize a marketplace that doesn't appear at the moment to be sustaining itself. United Health, I guess, this is for the Massachusetts Insurance Exchange. Fewer than 500 people on the exchange have United Health plans, so it's only 1% of the people that are buying on there. But, I'm sure there's going to be other states and other insurance companies that follow. United Health says it expects as much as $500 million in losses on the health law plans in 2016. The insurer will record $275 million of the cost in the fourth quarter. United said Thursday it's booking $350 million in losses tied to the ACA's plan. So, company shares fell. Anthem also, I guess, let me see here. Anthem and Aetna, the two biggest healthcare insurers after United Health, I guess, also declined, as did hospital stocks, including HCA Holdings and Community Health. And, sorry about that. They're missing a paragraph here on what they declined. I apologize. So, all right, we need healthy people to subsidize insurance companies, okay? That's what it's all about. Because somebody that has HIV or cancer or cardiac disease or hepatitis, et cetera, they don't pay enough premiums in to balance out what's being spent on them. So we need healthy people to put money in. That's why the Affordable Health Care Act threatened everybody with a fine. You don't get health insurance, you're going to get a fine. Well, a kindergartner could figure out that the fine is still cheaper than the crappy insurance premiums. So, you know, you can't force a person to pay $1,000 a month. You can't force that. Patients are going to be like, to heck with this. I have never seen more uninsured than I ever have. And everybody says, you know, we handled the uninsured, you know, problem with the Affordable Health Care Act. I don't see it, because I have so many people say, no, I don't have insurance because I can't afford it. I would probably say I'm probably at about a fifth of my practice now uninsured. That's a lot. It used to be a tenth. So, I don't know what the answer is, but the less options you have, then the more the government has to come in with public option, and I'm so fearful of that. The Obama administration pointed out that many people are signing up for the Affordable Health Care Act policies. About 1.1 million people have signed up for coverage in the first 2 weeks of enrollment. Now, I have to admit, one of my patients this week told me that her rates are $160. They went from $110 to $160. Now, that's a $50. I mean, that's a, you know, close to, what, 45% jump in premiums. But she's paying $160 a month. All right? Now, she has a variety of medical conditions. And so I know what she's putting in isn't what the insurance company is putting out. I could tell for a fact, not only in my bills, but because I really only see her a couple times a year, but it's more all the specialists and all the tests that she's had and things that she has to get done. So some of you out there are benefiting, and I'm happy about that. So some of you guys are able to get some health insurance for $160 a month. I saw one of you was getting it for $47 a month. You were like 21 years old. So, I mean, if everybody got to see those types of savings, then great, but everybody isn't. And my guess is the only way these health insurance companies could do a $47 a month policy or a $150 a month policy is if you have 10 other people paying the $1,000 a month, and they don't. We have less and less people. The problem that we have in this country is less people can pay. Less. And so you have less people paying taxes, less quote-unquote rich. So those people that thought somebody that had a two-income home, and even though we're blessed to have two incomes, any of us where both of us are working, we really believe we're blessed, but it doesn't mean we're rich. And so the amount of money that we have loose to spend is not there. So they say United Health covers fewer than 550,000 people on the exchanges. About 9.9 million people had insurance through the U.S. and the state-run insurance markets as of June 30th. So United Health is one of the bigger ones, but having them pull out of the ACA could be very, very detrimental for the marketplace. It really can. So I'm not sure what the answer is. Please keep me posted on what you guys are seeing as you guys are going through the exchange. I'd like to know about it. Go to drdahlia.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DocDahlia.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.